Do you want to know what's really fun about being a woman?
This is starting to sound like a Shania Twain song.
Man, I feel like I'm in perimenopause. Ugh, the brain fog, the mood swings, the night sweats, the unpredictable cycles. Many women enter perimenopause and they don't even realize what's happening to their body, and it's directly impacting how they're making major life decisions.
You get divorce strategy on this podcast, but when it comes to strategy for what's happening inside your body, our friends at Natural Cycles are here to help. Their new app mode, NC Perimenopause, within the Natural Cycles app interprets those hormonal shifts with data and science.
So I'm currently using the app and the intel is fascinating. It doesn't just track symptoms. It helps me see patterns and it helps me connect the dots between my hormones, my symptoms, and my lifestyle. It even estimates what stage of perimenopause I'm in. I love that it helps me better understand what's going on with my body and why I have days where it's more difficult to make decisions than others. And that clarity really matters. You can even download a personalized report that you can bring to your doctor, which makes those appointments way more productive.
Natural Cycles is a female-founded digital health company that analyzes biomarker data to help users better understand their cycles. NC Perimenopause is for anyone experiencing or anyone who thinks they may be experiencing perimenopause, from the first hormone-related changes to your cycle or symptoms all the way until menopause, when your periods stop. Learn more and give it a shot right alongside Andrea.
Yes, let's do this thing together. You are not alone in your divorce or this transition. There are tools to help you make sense of what your body is doing. Visit naturalcycles.com and use code DIVORCE. Or tap the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can save on a subscription.
The How Not to Suck a Divorce podcast cannot be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information provided on the podcast and the resources available are not intended as and shall not be construed or understood to be legal advice.
Friends, part of not sucking at divorce is knowing what tools are available to you, especially when a child's safety is at stake.
Exactly. And if you're concerned that your ex is abusing alcohol during parenting time, SoberLink can help. Or maybe it's you that's struggling with alcohol or accountability. Again, SoberLink can help. And as we always say, there's absolutely no shame in getting help.
SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the simplest and most efficient way to prove sobriety during parenting time.
And that's because the system gives you real-time alerts, facial recognition, and it has tamper detection to ensure integrity of each test. And guys, I've used this many times in my cases. Judges use it, other attorneys use it, and best of all, parents get peace of mind.
And as we always say, you've got this and we've got you, which is exactly why we have teamed up with SoberLink to give you $50 off of your device. To sign up and claim your offer, visit www.soberlink.com/notsuck.
Over time, you will develop a practice that can help you for all of the different things that come up.
And this is How Not to Suck at Divorce.
Hello, how are you, Andrea, tonight?
Hey, girl, I'm good. I'm feeling better. Back to the land of the living. Oh my gosh. When we recorded the other night, I was like sweating to the oldies, still sick from this like round of God knows what that I had. And now I'm like finally inching my way back.
You look good. You look bright. You look fresh. You look like you have left the cruise ship virus behind.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's like my nightmare. That's my total nightmare. So it's funny because tonight I'm going to talk about obsessed and something I'm obsessed with. But my lead into it is I think I'm turning into my mother.
Oh, and is that what we're obsessed with?
Yeah, pretty much. It's taking me there.
I love this segment because it brings about things that we didn't even know we needed.
Things that we're literally obsessed with.
Just jumping right in. So, you know, it's spring, obviously, in Chicago. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And because we're kind of coming out of this nastiness and we're mm-hmm. seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And so lately I've been like an old lady. I swear to God, I have been super obsessed with flowers. Which is so ridiculous. And, you know, we're coming into Passover, we're coming into Easter, et cetera. Huh.
And it's the little things. It's like, and it's funny because I'm not the type of person that likes like a bouquet of flowers being sent to me. I mean, it, of course, if someone sent me that, that's lovely. Thank you, et cetera. But it makes me, it like irks me when like certain flowers in the bouquet start to die and then like the other ones are still okay. And it just gives me anxiety. So anyway, moral of the story is I've been going from like grocery store to grocery store lately, just finding these awesome flowers, super cheap. Okay. Cutting them up, putting them all around the house, especially getting ready for Easter, which is what I celebrate. And it just, the little things when you walk into the house and there's color after dealing with our type of winter, it's so ridiculous. But I never thought I'd be my mother, but here I am going grocery store to grocery store looking for bright flowers.
Well, which grocery store is winning right now?
Okay, you're going to laugh at this. You're going to laugh at this. I am not.
Are you going to say Publix again? Are you going to make a fight with
Atlanta? Nope, I'm not. So one of my most disliked grocery stores, because I have a lot, is Jewel. But I have to say that Jewel's winning. Jewel is winning on a few things for me. If you like wine, Jewel has some pretty good wine deals, but also the flowers there are solid. I don't know that I'd buy a ton of other things, but the flowers are phenomenal at Jewel.
You know, okay, I do know that they have more flowers than others. I like Trader Joe's. Flowers.
Well, I was just there tonight. Shocking, I know, because I've been on this grocery store thing. And good flowers, but not as good as Jewel.
Really?
Yeah. Shocking.
Actually, speaking of flowers, I didn't know this when we recorded last because I hadn't gotten back to my apartment. I was still staying at Steve's after getting out of the hospital. But Jamie, who does the marketing for our show, she sent me a really gorgeous bouquet of flowers from one of those expensive like places where it comes all wrapped in like burlap in a dream kind of thing. And it's so like pretty. And she wrote like such a cute little note and I love them. And so I am with you. I stand with you and I stand with your mom in this because flowers make you feel happy. They can even make you feel like calm,
yes,
and like grounded, which is exactly what we're talking about in today's episode, because we are interviewing Lynn Goldberg, who is the co-founder of the Breathe app. And Breathe is one of the largest meditation apps out there. And I love this idea of helping people get more just calmer and in touch with like, let's exhale, especially when they're going through a process like this. So pick your flowers, put them in water, meditate, and let's get healthy, y'all.
So last week on the show, we talked about emotional support for men during the divorce process. And yes, there's also many support groups for women. But what else can you do beyond a support group to support yourself during what can be such a draining process?
Right. And we hear the phrase self-care a lot, but what the hell does that really mean? Because to me, it's kind of an obnoxious phrase because I actually take it on to feel like pressure, like some one more thing that I've got to put on myself when I already have this laundry list of things I need to do. And now it's like, oh, don't forget to practice self-care. But here's the thing. Self-care doesn't mean that you have to have an entire day of rest and relaxation. It can be as simple as FaceTiming a good friend, having a really good laugh, or even grounding yourself with some deep breathing and meditation.
So today on How Not to Suck at Divorce, I'm really excited because we are talking with Lynn Goldberg, who has been named one of the best meditation teachers in the world by Forbes magazine. What? I know. And it doesn't stop there because she's also the co-founder of the Breathe app, which is a meditation app, which offers a little something extra. And it must, because this app has over 12 million downloads. Andrea, am I reading this correctly?
I mean, God, I hope so. Yes, I did. I checked.
Oh my gosh. And here we are so proud of our little show, but wow.
I know. Got to keep that.
Million downloads. Holy cow. And also, because it doesn't stop there, Lynn herself also has an incredible story. Lynn, welcome to our show.
I am so, so happy to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
I feel like we need like the fanfare and like, whoa, like sweating from that intro. Okay. I'm really happy to have this conversation because I recently started meditating. And one of the things that I learned is that I've been walking around this planet without fully exhaling for years. And then I did one of these meditations where you have to like push all of your air out. And I'm like, how long is I holding on to that air? So Lynn, there are a lot of meditation apps for consumers to choose from. What is so different about the Breathe app?
I think what we try to do is recognize that being human is really, really hard. It just really is. And if you've been on this planet, you know, and not gone through something that's been a bit traumatic, then wow, so right. far my fingers are crossed for you. But most of us go through a tough time at one point in our lives. And so what we try to do is give people tools to help them when stuff gets hard and give them stuff that they can do that is real and not too esoteric and just very, very simple so that you don't have to really make meditation fit into your life. You can sort of have your life fit into this meditation practice. In other words, we take away the idea that this is something that's hard and you have to do and you have to spend a whole lot of time at it. And we give you little nuggets of information that's very digestible whenever you need it.
So Lynn, is the reason that you started this app because your voice is so calming in and of itself?
I hope I can. I put a lot of people to sleep. Let's put it that way.
I hear the same thing all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
<Just kidding.
laughs> But dovetailing on that, yeah. I mean, your Breathe app, and because I have to say, and I know I have a lot of questions for you, but I've never meditated. It sounds kind of cool, but Andrea and I always talk about like things that we joke around is like woo woo, you know.
Yeah.
But when I was going on your app to even start looking into it, and when you were coming on our show, I mean, it's not just like sitting there and, you know, saying and like, you know, clanging some things together. You start out with different things of what are you looking for? And it could be even something as simple as, you know, less stress at work or more happiness. And there's even things like sleep help at nighttime. There's stories and things that can just kind of calm you at the end of the night. Because I know for my clients, when I'm dealing with people going through a divorce, a lot of times sleep is a problem. It's not like you're just going to like put the phone down at work and say, I'm going to meditate for 10 minutes. Not many people do that. But at nighttime, when your head is racing and you can't stop it, that's where my clients are having problems. And I love that your app has something for those people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I started meditating when my life completely fell apart. So for me, I was like that emergency meditator that you're kind of talking about, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning when your mind is racing and you've got all those horrible things that can happen to you. And so we cater to people in that situation. A lot of people have a hard time falling asleep. A lot of people wake up at 3 a.m. after their, you know, Chardonnay wore off type of thing. And right. you need something else to help you get back to sleep. And so we really make it real. And we give you little things that you can do at 3 a.m, waiting in line at a Starbucks, or, you know, we have meditations called My Boss is a Jerk, you know, stuff.
That's awesome. All right. So you just kind of piqued our interest, meaning, you know, I want to know how this app, you think it can help divorcing couples, but also, you know, why you actually founded this app. I mean, you just told us that your life fell apart. So give us the background of how this came to be.
So more years ago than I'd care to admit at this point, I am
you still look 25. So I don't know what you're talking about.
So I was pregnant with twin girls and I lost them. They lived for 2 days and then they died. I lost my job at the same time because I was basically on bed rest and not able to get into the office and working from home. And it was a real nightmare. And then I ended up, my mom was 54. She passed away from colon cancer and my marriage broke up. So it was every single sort of identity that I had as a human, which was mother, daughter, wife, business person, was like gone.
Wow. And
meditation was really, really helpful for me. It wasn't something that I, you know, at the time, this was over 20 something years ago,
it wasn't as common as it is today. But my mom's doctor said she should try it while she was going through her chemo. And so I thought, okay, if it could work for her, maybe it'll help me. And it really did. It really, really, really helped me. So I was like, oh, this stuff really works. And then I ended up trying to help my kids. I had one son with ADHD. So now fast forward a couple of years. I started teaching meditation and became really, really involved in meditation. And I wanted my kids to learn it. And of course, they wouldn't learn it from me. So I went to the schools and I started asking them if they would put it into the curriculum. And I ended up basically getting it put into all of my kids' different schools. And then I went from classroom to classroom, and it was super inefficient. And I tried to like leave tapes behind because that was my level of technology. And I spoke to someone at the time and they said, you know, you could just do an app. I'm like, what's that? And that was sort of how the app was born. So I can't say that I was technologically savvy or that I was at all intelligent about any of it, but it worked out.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm really sorry for your loss. You went through more than most people may ever go through in their life in such a short period. And, you know, Andrea and I both extend our condolences from what you went through. But I guess on the brighter side, just being able to come through it in a positive manner where some people probably would never come out a positive manner like you have. And to start this app is just phenomenal. And so, you know, when did you actually start this app compared to when all this trauma happened in your life?
The app was significantly later. So the meditation practice was at the same time. And then, you know, I'd say the app started in 2015. So it was much, much later. And it was more, you know, I think when you're drowning, and I think a lot of people who are going through divorce are drowning, you just need something to help you keep afloat. And so meditation was what helped me. It really was I call it my life jacket in the storm. So that was my very valuable tool that I had that helped me. And then as I got stronger, as my life progressed, I was like, okay, now I need to be helping other people, because there's nothing that feels better than, you know, using something that you have and helping other people with a similar type of situation. So, or, you know, any loss is a loss, really. If it's a loss of a marriage, or if it's a loss of children, or whatever grieving process you happen to be going through, you need help.
That is 100% accurate. And I want to ask about divorce. But first, I would like to try to make meditation a bit more tangible to those listeners who are hearing this right now. And they're hearing your words. And obviously, you've been through an absolute nightmare. And we understand that you started meditating and it helped you. But I think the missing link here is, how did it help? And this is something that I think it's so hard to actually describe to somebody who's never meditated before, kind of like what that feeling is, what is that change that occurs? But can we try to do that? Can you talk about what it feels like for you? And then I can share what it feels like for me, just so people get that idea.
So I think there's this idea that when you meditate, you're going to make your mind completely clear. And that's really not what it's about at all. Really, what you learn as you start to meditate is that all those thoughts that you're having are not who you actually are, right? So I don't know if that's too esoteric, but it's like, you know, I'm bad. I'm going to lose my home. All those thoughts are just thoughts. And when you can start to see them with a bit of objectivity and you can distance yourself from them, you stop being in that drama, that movie that is like really, really, really powerfully engaging. Like it sucks you in and it takes all the energy out of your body and it makes you feel like you're on this roller coaster ride. But you don't have to be, because when you learn to meditate, you actually can watch it, and like you would watch any good drama, and go, oh wow, that's a really good drama, but it's not who you actually are. So you're
sorry to interrupt. I just want to there's so many listeners, including myself, who've never meditated. So when I think of meditation, I think of, like I'm saying, chanting, or, you know, thinking, like sitting in a dark room, thinking you're telling me what to think about. So what does it actually look like for, give me the meditation for Morgan series.
Like, yeah, yeah, perfect. Okay. So it's the simplest thing in the entire world. Basically, you put your mind, you focus on something that's the object of your attention, and it could be your breath. It could be a mantra, it could be a body part, it could be anything at all. But the idea is that you have some other focus other than those repetitive thoughts that keep you going. So you are what, and it could be noticing those thoughts actually. So whatever it happens to be that you're focusing on, and we guide you through it, so it's really not difficult to understand it. You recognize that you are watching those thoughts, or you are watching your breath, or you are watching that mantra, and that's all there is to it. And every time you lose your focus, you come back to this, the object of your attention, over and over and over again. And it's kind of like going to the gym, right? You go to the gym, you lift your weights, you get stronger. So you have your neural pathways that you build over time that become stronger and stronger. And the more you focus, you become better at focusing, you become better at concentrating, you become better at watching and observing those thoughts. And it's just like a muscle that you're developing.
I feel like for me, a few things. One, these guided meditations, just for those of you who are still like, oh, good. The guided meditations, someone's talking to you for most of the time. And they're telling you, Morgan, like, I want you to breathe in until the count of four, and then you're going to exhale to the count of six, you know, or whatever. So there's a way to, like, you get centered with your breath, and then they're talking to you. And what I equate it as is it's the difference between standing in the middle of traffic, thinking that you're about to get hit by a car, versus standing on the curb and watching the traffic go by, right? I just got
Lynn's clapping for you.
That's what it feels like for me. So when I'm in the middle of like the panic and the anxiety, like let's say that I'm getting a divorce, right? And you're like, oh my God, I have mediation tomorrow. Oh fuck, what's going to happen? Right. And the cars are coming at you and you're like, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not going to get what I want. I can't. Then you listen to this meditation and you're able to, like what Lynn said, Morgan, it's like being able to think like, I am not my thoughts. These are just thoughts. And I'm just going to let these thoughts come in and out. And I'm not going to attach myself to this idea that mediation is going to fail. And what I think is so cool, and this is what I want to talk about next, is how beneficial this could be to people who need to be at their most calm and most grounded selves. So it's like you, Morgan, you need your clients to be like, come on, Paul, we got to make a decision here. I need you to take a deep breath and let's do this, right? And Paul's like, and it's like, how do you get someone who's like this to be like rational? And that's why I think like having these apps can be so beneficial, because it's like something that can get in Paul's muscle memory to be more grounded.
It's interesting because just looking at the app, I like that it's so discreet. So it's not like you have to do some big dog and pony show. You right. put it in your earbuds, right? And you figure out which one you're feeling at that point. And I mean, Lynn, how long are these typically? Because you could probably do it on a walk. You could do it on the train. You could do it, you know, in the bathroom, whatever you need to do to get yourself together.
Yeah, we have lots that are done by duration. So, you know, we have 2 minute, 5 minute, 10 minute, 20 minute, 40 minute, depending on what you have time for. We have a program that teaches you how to meditate in 5 minutes a day. So, I mean, who doesn't have 5 minutes a day?
Right, right. How long? So this is kind of off topic a little bit, but legally, I always talk about the fact that when I've got a client who is in a state of just complete panic, it usually takes about 20 minutes for them to calm down completely to get to a place where they can make a decision. When you're putting this app together for meditation and someone's in a panic state, do you find that a 20-minute meditation is the best kind of time frame for them, or would you suggest something different?
So I think when you're in a state of panic, it's really hard to get yourself to spend any amount of time just not being in a state of panic. So what we give, we have an anxiety meditation that's, I think it's a 2-minute anxiety meditation, and it basically gets you right out of that panic mode right away. And it's biological. This is something that just happens to your body. If you breathe in and then breathe out slower than you breathe in, you're signaling to your body that you're okay. That's as simple as it is. It's not more complicated than that. So you can get yourself into a state of calm relatively quickly.
Interesting.
We have a big part of our listeners who have not started the divorce process yet. They are in that place of, I think I want a divorce. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them aren't even sure. They just know that they're not happy. And I noticed on the app when I was looking around last night before I found what I wanted to do, I was digging and I'm like, oh, there's a whole section here on relationships. So can you talk to us a little bit more about that? And maybe we can guide some people to that section if they're in that place of, help me figure this shit out.
So I think that indecision period is really challenging for a lot of us, right? Because you don't want to make a mistake and you have a sense of you're not sure. And so I think, I'm answering your, before I get into the specifics in the app, I just want to address that not knowing, which is a really challenging place for a lot of us to be. And I think that what happens is that we operate very often from our minds. And so, you know, that you want to be in the marriage because you want to keep everything good for your kids, or you want to make sure. So you're making a very, very, you know, intellectual decision, or we tend to be very overly emotional and we tend to operate strictly from our emotions, which again, isn't really the best place to be making a judgment that affects your life. What meditation helps you do is really tune in to your emotions and recognize that emotions come and go like weather. And it doesn't mean just now that you're so angry that it's going to be like that over, you know, the next 20 years. It means that right now you're in a bad state. So starting to recognize those states and find that balance between mind and heart is really practice. And that's something that we can help with. Now, going to the relationship part of the app, we have a lot of skill building that's really helpful for being in relationships. So first of all, obviously the cliche is the biggest relationship you have is the one that you have with yourself. And very often when you're in a state of deprivation, a feeling of I'm not enough, I'm not okay, all those feelings that most of us grew up having, let's face it, that's that inner voice. You don't feel like there's anything left in your tank to give over to somebody else. So helping replenish your own tank first is like step one. And I guess then we also go into, you know, really important skills like listening. Just being able to listen, Thich Nhat Hanh says, is one of the greatest things that you can, who's a, you know, a spiritual master who died recently, but he basically said that it's one of the greatest gifts that you can give somebody is just to make them feel heard. And so just teaching people how you can listen and be there with full presence is a very big skill. And I mean, that's like something as silly as, you know, going out for dinner with your partner and having them put their phone on the table and, you know, feeling like, hey, I'm here and I should come first. So simple things like that. And then obviously there's this whole idea of being able to truly understand what the person is actually saying. So being able to not just hear the words, but also see with your entire body what the person is actually saying. So that's, again, a state of mindfulness. You're paying attention with all of your senses and you're seeing the whole person. So it's also training on that. And then there's many, many other different parts to that. We have series on it. We have a lot of coaches that are very specific and have a lot of information. But yeah, it's a big topic, obviously.
Definitely an area that I think our listeners should go and explore. And with that, I also really like that the app allows you to direct where you want to go. So it's not like other meditation apps where you just open it up and it's like, okay, this is the meditation of the day. Get ready. I hope you like almonds, you know, and it's like, oh, shit about almonds. Why are we talking about that? You know, and I don't care about nature. I don't want to go on a nature walk today, but on the Breathe app, it'll ask you, what are your goals? What are you trying to work on? What areas are, you know, you really struggling in? And I like that because it helps you feel like you're doing something that you know you need the support in. I think it's cool.
Thank you.
Have I convinced you yet, Morgan?
I, you know, from downloading the app myself, I was in right away. I mean, the first three steps of downloading it gave me the, okay, I'm in kind of a thing, because I was concerned it was going to be exactly what you're talking about. It's like, here's your mantra for the day. It's like, be kind to people. And you're like, wait, I'm having a panic attack. I'm not going to be kind
scroll,
to people.
Scroll. Yeah.
Like, what? What? But it wasn't. It was like, what are your thoughts? Like, are you anxious? Can you not sleep? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to just be happier? And you can kind of like manipulate where you want to be depending on the time and the day. So I just think it's really unique and I love it.
I love it. I love that when you log on too, it'll say something that's like motivating, but not obnoxiously motivating, I think. Yeah. How I want to say it. Like, I'm, you know, I take my motivation and woo-woo with a side of like real deal. And so I'm not going to do something that opens up and it's like, now let's get in touch with our heart chakra. I'm like, okay, let's go fuck yourself. Like, we're not going to get in touch with my heart chakra right now. But I
don't even know what a heart chakra is. So we're moving on here.
But when you open it up, it'll be like, all right, breathe, let's do this. And I'm like, okay, we're breathing. Whew, got that done. So I like how real it is, I guess is my pathetic way of saying, I love that the Breathe app, here we go. I love that it speaks to me in English and not in like yogi, right, you know, whatever that language is called.
So Lynn, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
You know, Forbes quoted you as one of, you know, the best meditators pretty much ever. And I can already tell that you are, because of just your calmness and your voice. I'm sure our listeners are like, but if they're not, you know, beyond using this Breathe app, what would you recommend someone doing to help themselves on a regular basis? And I'm talking about, you know, the people that don't know if they're staying in their marriage, the people that are going through the divorce. And, you know, so I want to know what in general, and usually, you know, if you listen to our show, we love action steps because we're here to better our listeners. So let's frame it up with three action steps that someone can take.
So I guess one of the things that, I mean, obviously right off the bat is meditate. And I think that we've addressed a lot of the reasons that that helps. And it doesn't have to be a massive 20-minute thing. It could be just something like 2, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, but it'll help. I promise it'll help. The second thing is affirmations. And there's a lot of science behind affirmations, basically. And I can go into that in more detail if you'd like. But bottom line is, you're building neural pathways. You're telling yourself, you're giving yourself the same kind of pat on the back that you were your best friend, your coach, your parents should have, could have, maybe didn't. And you're helping yourself really entrench that in your mindset. And then thirdly is basically loving yourself. And for most of us, that doesn't come so naturally. And it's helping yourself to say, you know, good job, or you've got this, in a way that feels natural and almost like second nature. And so when you start to see yourself as being human, and when you mess up, it's not that you're a bad person, it's that, you know, we all screw up every now and again, then you start to have a lot more self-compassion. And that means that you can be a little bit gentler and kinder to yourself. And that really gets you far. And I can go into the science on that too, if you want. But yeah, those are my three top ones.
Okay. So I'm still stuck back on affirmations.
Yep. Me too. Uh-huh.
Like, I'm thinking of that one movie where it's like, you are beautiful, and you are like, you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're continuing to say the same things.
Like the SNL. Like, are you thinking of?
Yes. I went out for dinner with him.
You did?
Yes, it was the funniest thing. He's like, what do you do for a living? And I said, I write affirmations. So what do you do for a living?
Wait, what was the line? Do you remember that line?
You are beautiful.
You're doggone good enough or yes. something.
No, I think wasn't at the end like, and damn it, people like me.
Like you.
People yes. like you. And he's like pointing uh-huh. in the mirror at himself.
Yeah. So when you say affirmations, yeah. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what? So give us some points of affirmations that aren't so, you know, out there for us.
Yeah. So, you know, I have this thing in the app that I wrote right after I got separated this time around. So I'm round two. And it
well,
was
third time could be a charm. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. And to be honest, I I'll go into that in a second, but the idea is, and actually that would be an affirmation, because I would say, you know, you could say, ugh, what a failure. Or then you could say, you know, I'm taking care and honoring what I need right now. And I love and honor myself. That would be an affirmation. And that would be something that if you feel it and you say it and you start to embody that, it looks very differently than what a failure, right? And so that affirmation is something that goes with how you carry yourself, how you feel about yourself. And the more you say it, the more you change your pattern of self-talk, the more you act differently. So it, and it's scientifically proven, right? Because there's neural pathways again. So it's like super highways in your brain that the more you change the way you think about something, the better off or the more deeply entrenched that is in your mindset.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I always tell my kids the same thing. I'm like, if you think you're going to fail the test, you're failing the test.
Right.
If you go in there saying, I'm going to get an A, and I'm prepared, you're going to probably do very well. And I kind of feel the same way legally for court. As long as I'm prepared, I think that any lawyer with a big argument or something in court is stressful for any lawyer. And it's way more stressful for the client. But if the lawyer is prepared, it doesn't take away the anxiousness that you feel going to court, because it's a win-lose situation. But I do think that if you give yourself an affirmation, or at least I do, it's like, I'm prepared. I know the law, I know the facts, and I'm going to do the best job that I possibly can. And it just kind of calms me, at least going into court. And I didn't even know that I was giving myself affirmations.
But what you're saying is the same thing. You're saying my self-talk is positive. I'm not beating myself up. I'm my own best friend. I'm my own coach. And that's what you're really trying to do for yourself, you know, because you don't, that's self-parenting, basically. That's what you're helping yourself with. And I have this whole section called the Daily Dose of Feel Good. And I tell a little story, and it happens to have been written right after my separation. So it's very, very divorce focused. But that's when I needed my affirmations the most. And so there was a lot of affirmations that came out of that that were really helpful for me.
Can you give us some divorce affirmations or some, you know, like,
to say,
because we've got a pretty big audience that wants to hear those right now.
So just off the top of my head, I would say, you know, you are not alone. You are your own best friend. You can show up for yourself.
Now, do they say this out loud?
Yeah.
So would they say you, or would you want them to say, like, I am not alone?
So I for whatever reason, I say you to myself, you. But maybe.
Okay.
But I look in the mirror and I look at myself. And so that's okay. how I do it. But I guess I would work just as well. But, you know, what you're doing is you're talking to yourself. It's how you talk to yourself. I talk to myself, I guess, in the third person.
Okay. So keep going. So if they're talking, so they're ideally, they're looking at themselves in the mirror. They know that they're talking to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that would, are you asking me about more?
Yeah. Keep going. Yeah.
So just off the top of my head, it would be, I am lovable. I am enough. I am, for me, that was a huge one, right? There was a feeling of, I'm not lovable. I've been rejected. I've been completely, you know, and how do I now feel okay? And am I going to need external validation to feel good about myself? Or can I make myself recognize who I actually am without needing somebody else to make that statement for me? And so that was a big one for me. I am lovable.
What would you have someone say to themselves if they are in a place where they feel like the stakes are so high in their divorce? If they are every day, they're thinking, I'm going to lose this, I'm going to lose that. What can they say to themselves to kind of lower like that so that they're not living on like a level 10 every day?
So one of the things is it true? Is it really, really true? Right? Because we tell ourselves stories all day long. Mm-hmm. And usually they're catastrophic, and they're usually the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And when I had my cancer diagnosis, I would lie in bed and I would say to myself, I'm safe. And in this moment, I have no worries. And it was true because I was in my bed and I had a roof over my head and I had soft sheets and a pillow and I had food and I could breathe and I wasn't dead. And all I could control was that moment. I couldn't control the next moment or the moment after that, but I could certainly be in the moment that I was in and know that in that moment, there was much more right with me than there was wrong with me. And so this idea of future thinking is something that we really, really work on in our meditation practice, because most of the things that, you know, what's Mark Twain's joke, and I always screw it up, so maybe you're better at it than me, but some of the worst things that ever happened never, some of the worst things that I imagined would happen never actually did, something like that. Mm-hmm. When that's the truth. So we tend to do that. And I can assure you that my worst fears never materialized. Mm-hmm. And some of my best case scenarios also never materialized. So, you know, what's the point? Just be with what's happening and enjoy it, because that's what you got.
Lynn, you have been through the ringer. And you are so positive still. And whether you call it an affirmation or positivity, I mean, just listening to you, I just want you to come be my best friend and go with me everywhere. Do you mind? I would probably help every client I have. They could just so use you. Everyone be calm all day long.
Gosh, think about how much that would add to your white glove service, Morgan.
Seriously.
You got to get her in your repertoire. Can you imagine?
Yes. My clients would love you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's talk quickly about self-love. Because that one also kind of trips me up.
That's the biggest.
I don't get it.
So what part don't you get? What part doesn't feel?
How do you genuinely show yourself that you love yourself? And what if you don't?
Yeah. So for years, I hated myself. It was really like I was embarrassed about some behaviors that I had had. And what I realized was that, you know, I was taught by people who were also doing their best, and they were, you know, human too, and they were flawed too, and all of us have flaws, and we do our best. That's all we can do. And that cutting yourself some slack and recognizing that when you had those tools, that's what you knew at the time, and as soon as you understood more, got better, learned, you know, look, I did my best as a mom, but let's call a spade. I was not the perfect mom with the brownies that, you know, baked them at home and got to the bake sale with, like, that wasn't me. I was like picking up Tim Hortons, which is a donut place, on the way from work, you know, not mom of the year. And I beat myself up for years about that, not being perfect, not being good enough. And the truth is, I was damn good enough, and I didn't recognize it. So, and we all do that, by the way. We all compare ourselves to other people. And, you know, one person might be that fabulous baker, but let's say she doesn't work full time, or she's not, you know, let's say she doesn't have a sense of humor. Everybody has their skill set.
She drinks Chardonnay all day long.
So everybody does have their skill set. And so just recognizing that you don't have to be good at everything. You just have to be good at what you're good at. And hopefully you have friends that are good at those other things and help fill in the blank.
And even in the avenue where you are, even in your zone of genius, there are going to be mistakes. And I think that's one of the things that we try to normalize a lot on our show, because I know one of the things that bugged me when I was getting divorced is that you hear so much rhetoric about, well, you can't do this and you're going to fuck up your kids if you do this. You can never speak negatively about your ex in front of your kids. If you do that, oh God, it's just so many bad things are going to happen. And I wanted to have a place where you're like, okay, can we all just level for a second? You're going to make a mistake. You're going to make a mistake. There are going to be things that you do that are probably going to hurt your kids, because there's no way that no one gets out of this thing unscathed. And that is also okay. And I think that what you're talking about is loving yourself anyway, even though we are all imperfect. And I think that's tough, especially when someone's going through a divorce process, because divorce brings out the bad in all of us. And not only are you feeling like garbage, but then sometimes opposing counsel is going to pull out all these things that are negative about you. And it kind of feels like, and Morgan, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's kind of like everything wrong is what's on display. And it's hard to find the good and the love, right?
Yeah. And, you know, just to talk about that, and one of the things we always talk about, and Lynn, I want to hear your, you know, thoughts on it. We always say you don't have to do everything at once. We joke that divorce is a marathon. It's, you know, it's not a sprint. But that's the thing too here. It's, I don't see that your app or even you are saying, you know, you have to do all of this at once. You're going to need self-love and affirmations and talking to the mirror every day. No, it's like baby steps, you know, try it. How do you feel about that, Lynn?
Yeah. So I guess all of this is a tool in your toolbox. None of it is, you know, all encompassing. And so in the moment you're having a panic attack, a good tool in your toolbox might be a 2-minute meditation just to calm you down, just so that you can take a deep breath and make yourself feel like you can get up and keep going. And if you're feeling like shit about yourself and you can't stand, you know, something that you've just done, well, then maybe you need an affirmation. These are not, you know, huge things. These take a couple of minutes and they're meant to help. And the idea is that over time, you will develop a practice that can help you for all of the different things that come up. And so meditation happens to be a lifelong practice. It's not something that, you know, I practice twice a day, and it's become something that developed over time. When I first started, it was at 3 a.m. when I woke up. And that was good. That was what I could do. So, yeah, I think that not attaining perfection, your job is not to be some monk on a mountaintop. That's not going to help you. Right. And if that's the expectation, then you're probably going to feel lousy about yourself anyway. So that's not the work.
No. Yeah. I think that I also just want people to know, if you've listened to this and if you're still feeling like overwhelmed, and this feels like something that, yeah, it sounds great for those people, but I can't do that, just download the app. Just try. Just listen to something, because it can be so passive until you're ready for it to be more active. Just listen to something, even if it's one of the sleep stories, you know, as you're falling to sleep at night. A sleep story, it's basically like having your babysitter in the room with you, who's got a very soothing voice, who's reading you a bedtime story. I have to say, for me, that's one of my favorite things, because my brain has a hard time just turning off at night. And there's something about hearing someone talk and telling a story that has nothing to do with my life that helps me just... And I love those. And I want everyone to just be open to try something new that can really add some real value, because we all need to exhale. Believe me.
Yep. So Lynn, if somebody wants to be the 12 millionth and one downloader for your app, give us the lay of the land. How does it work? How does the app work? Is there a cost, et cetera?
So you can go to the App Store. It's really easy. It's Breathe with 2 E's. So Breethe.
It's free for 2 weeks, so you can check it out, see what you like, see what you don't like, you know, really play around with it. And then I think it's $12.99 a month. So, you know, it's a cup of coffee and a donut.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's great. I highly, highly recommend. And I loved this conversation. This was, I think, just so impactful. And I really think that, like you said earlier about tools in a toolbox, even this show that we do, it's just another tool. It's just one more thing that you have in your bag to help you get through your life. And it's not just through a process like a divorce, no matter what you're going through. You don't have to be going through a divorce in order to adopt healthier habits into your daily routine. In fact, I'm going to be texting Morgan on the hour every hour tomorrow and until she meditates. We're going to get her.
Morgan, I'm going to get you. My job. I know. I feel like I've been challenged.
Nothing would make me happier than to know that Morgan has started meditating. I mean, because I don't know how this woman does it, honestly.
Hanging on by a thread.
Literally.
Rolling the dice every day.
Well, I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm excited for this. And I'm just so pumped that we were able to have you on our show. It was such an honor. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. And I feel like even my voice is like calmer. Listening to Lynn. We started the show and we're like, and now I want you all to go and prosper.
Well, I have to say for me, I'm really deeply grateful to you guys because you are building community with women who need you. And I am so glad to be able to give even a little bit of help to whoever could use a helping hand. So thank you for that. Really, I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for coming to our community. I mean, we have such a great group of listeners that are always looking for new things and ideas and just a non-judgmental place to go. And that's what we're hoping to provide with just new ideas. And this is a great new idea. Honestly, we've had lots of guests on, and I think that this new idea is something I can get down with, and I'm all in. So maybe I'll do some meditation tomorrow.
Woo! And we are leaving it there before she can change her mind. Good night, folks. That was amazing.
I loved her, and I loved everything about her. I loved her voice. I know that our listeners couldn't see her look. She looked fabulous where we looked, you know, like we were going to bed. Yeah. And I loved her message. And I like this app a lot. I'm playing around on it. I really like it.
And it's really different. I mean, I know you haven't looked at a lot of meditation apps, but I have. And a lot of them I've looked at and I'm like, I'm not going to do that because that's too whatever for me. But then there are other ones that I do that I like. But then this one, I'm like, well, this is different. Yeah. This is different. It's cool.
And you know what I like too? It's not like some corporate, you know, company that started this app for money. I mean, this woman has walked the walk. Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, if she can do this, and if she's standing on the other side of everything that she's been through, mm-hmm. and she's happy and grounded and has a great blowout, then so can you, girl.
Yeah. Or so guy. You get that blowout too. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Maybe there should be a blowout bar for guys.
There should be a beer and a blowout.
Seriously, you know what? Steve would go. Steve spends more time on his hair than I spend on mine. That's not a joke. I'm not trying to be funny right now. The man loves his hair. Oh, it's a problem. Okay, guys, we're not going to do a fan mail segment tonight because we really want the message of our interview segment to sit with you guys. So think about everything that you heard. Think about those three action steps. Got to meditate. You have to, and you can. It could be 30 seconds. Just do something. Give yourself those affirmations and make sure that you are showing yourself that you're worth it. If you can't get down with the phrase of self-love. You don't have to put it that way. Just show yourself that you are worth it. Show yourself that you mean something.
Yep. And here's the other thing too. If you can't talk to yourself in the mirror, God knows I can't. So talk to yourself quietly. Pump yourself up. You're your biggest pump up hype girl, hype man, coach, etc. That's you. And don't let yourself down.
Because do it in your car. I'm a big car talker. Yeah.
I am not an out loud talker. So I would do it in my head, which is totally acceptable. And, you know, going through this tough time, remember, divorce, like we said, is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And we're your community. If you don't have other community, that's okay. We're here for you. And we accept all direct messages, any messages regarding referrals for attorneys, even if it's in a different state. We answer every message we get.
Yep. Any questions you have, no matter where you are in the process, if you're almost done, if you're in the middle, if you haven't even started, or if you don't know that you're even going to do this, that's okay. You can still listen to this show. You're still going to learn something. And Morgan and I are not out here to hand everybody a divorce. We are not the Oprah of divorces. This is not you get a divorce, you get a divorce, you get a divorce. We are proponents of happy, healthy marriages. And that's what we want for everybody. And if you are in an unhealthy marriage, then we want you to be as happy and as healthy as possible, which ultimately means changing that situation. But not everybody ends up in this place. We want you to not suck at this process. And that's why we do the show. We want to give you the information that you need with the entertainment that you're craving and the empathy that you deserve.
And remember, there's going to be bad days and there's going to be good days. And sometimes it's hour by hour, minute by minute. That's just some days in this process, and that's okay. But listen, if you like our show and some of our content or all of our content, please rate and review us. It means a lot. Send us a message and share our podcast with whoever. We don't even care. Share it with your ex. We do not care. We just want to help anyone.
Share it with your ex. Visit the show notes, you guys, for links to the Breathe app and for links to follow us everywhere on social media. And don't forget, we do have that private community on Patreon. So if you need to be listening to our episodes in the most discreet manner and you want some bonus information, go join our Patreon community for the low, low price of $8 a month. And there is also now a private Facebook community where you can go and join for free. So lots of options for you. We are here for you. We are here to support you every step through this process.
Don't forget, you've got this and we've got you.